are listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If you're thinking of beginning a business, need to scale your business, and or possibly sell your business, then you're in the right place. In this show, I will share my five C's: clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. I'll break them down weekly and share the secrets to my success. My name is Megan DiMartino, and I have built 3 7-figure businesses that I began, scaled, and sold myself. Welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. Blessings on your journey. Hello, 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 and welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. I'm Megan DiMartino, and it is Monday, the 16th of November. Wow. And I am here to hopefully teach, motivate, and inspire on some level to be your success facilitator. And I'm going to be working through the 5 C's that I've put together. And today we're on compassion. Compassion's a biggie, guys. And this is, as I said, I am your success facilitator. And it is going to be using the start, scale, and sustain your business, but you're also your life. So before we get going, I would love you to do something for me. I'd love you to share this out to your friends. That way people can hear some nuggets of, I want to say wisdom, but things that I have put together for you from experience that I have had over the year building 2 7-figure businesses, starting them, big one, scaling them, and sustaining them, and then ultimately selling them. But it's not in the sale that your life happens. It's in the starting and this sustaining, but it's in the scaling, and the reason that I stumbled over that word is because that word is a word that is used today, you know, scaling. To me, it's building. It's that step by step. It's evolving. To me, that is the word I would use in building a business. But you have to start, and then it is scaling it, and then sustaining it. And there are 5 C's that I have used over the years, and it is actually clarity is the number one. Clarity. But we'll go back to that next week. But clarity, then courage, confidence, a commitment to it, and compassion. So the last 4 weeks, we've gone over the others, the clarity, the courage, the confidence, and the commitment. And today we're going to go over and talk about compassion. But before we do, again, I just ask you if you would send out this and share this with your friends so that they can learn about me, get to know me, and then hopefully I can assist them in any way I can, whether it's on this or other platforms that we use, as well as different things that I'm going to be introducing to you. I've been on other people's summits and things like that, so I'll introduce you to other people that have started, scaled, and sustained their businesses and their lives, because it's all about your life. That's why, you know, my Friday show, which is Unique Leaders Live, I feel very strongly about that show because it's about my guests and it's not only what they're doing today, but what they did, but who they were in the past as a child and what motivated them and what experiences that really set their life in motion, positively and negatively, and how they've overcome those things, but also how they have gotten to where they are today and where their dreams, goals, and aspirations, not from just the past, but what they are today, what they would like to continue to accomplish. Because it really is, as I say, often say, you have to start, but never stop, because it's in the starting, but never stopping, because in between is the story and in between is the scaling and sustaining, but it's where you really have the richness of your life, where you learn about yourself and you learn about others and you learn about how to build. As a quote I've heard recently, smart people learn from others, other people's mistakes. Smart people learn from their mistakes. Brilliant people, I think the word was genius, but I'll say brilliant. Brilliant people learn from other people's mistakes so that they don't have to go through them. And that's where a consultant slash coach, life mentor, business mentor is. Whatever word is ascribed to a person, it is about their experiences and helping you not stumble and fall into those pits of errors that can really cause not only money, but years of setback. So it is about really learning from others that is so key and paramount. And that's why I do this show, this teach, motivate, and inspire, because, you know, teaching is information and motivation is to get you excited, but inspiring is to do something. So I want to share information, absolutely teach, but then motivate. You know, someone said to me today, I did a phone-in show that was by Jim Zuley, and it was part of the Easy Way Network, but Jim Zuley is Eric Zuley's dad, and the title of it is about baby boomers. And so I am smack dab in the middle of the baby boomer generation, but one of the things that Jim Zuley said to me was he got, and this is what he said, I got so motivated, I really need to get going, meaning reading my my bio, because I will not stop. I'm here for you, and I'm here to share information with you to help you start, scale, and sustain your business, but your life also. That's why I say I'm a success facilitator, because I don't look at success specifically as monetary success. It's the success of your life, success in relationships, success in your community, success with just having fun, success enjoying life, success with family, with, you know, everything that is part of your life. So it is about a success, you know, I am your success facilitator. So with that said, let's go into compassion. Compassion is an interesting word. Compassion to me is about others. But as I have studied compassion and really been reading about compassion, compassion is also about you, compassion for yourself. Because one of the things that holds people back is themselves beating themselves up, that inner voice listening, oh goodness gracious, you know, I've screwed up so many times, why would I begin again? And so with that emotion and that energy, you absolutely will not start. But, you know, it's not just starting a business, guys. It's starting a relationship. You know, I mean, it's like stepping out and saying, I'm going to take that chance. I'm going to, and a relationship doesn't necessarily mean with an emotional relationship, meaning a heart mate. It also means stepping out and being available to others and for others. Compassion to me is about listening. Compassion to me is about listening to others, but also then listening to my own heart and doing that checkup from the neck up, you know, that basically, but I think it really starts here, you know, in your gut, because you're listening to that inner voice. But you must give yourself compassion. Now, the quote that I found about it, which I thought was really pretty interesting for today, for what is today's time, is compassion is the radicalism of the time, Dalai Lama. Now, I don't know when the Dalai Lama wrote this quote, but if you think about this, compassion is the radicalism of the time today. Wow. So what is that really saying? Radicalism. Now, that means you're radical. You're going against the grain. You're doing something that is not of the acceptance. It's going, you know, really, as my dad would always say, bucking the system. That you're bucking that system. That is that what is what you see on CNN or whatever. And you have to listen for that. That radicalism, because if you listen to the news today, everybody's screaming, yelling at each other, but there's righteousness, and compassion is a place to start. It's, you know, as I do my morning routine and my goals and my gratitude journal, I'm so grateful for my happy heart. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to serve others. I'm so grateful for the not allowing or accepting myself to choose not only fear, because that's not in my DNA, but, and for many reasons, and not about this show today, but it is about not choosing to not care, think about, and bottom line, love others. But it's about being aware. You know, when you go to wherever, Starbucks or the coffee shop that you go to, or whatever store you're in, or the grocery store, or wherever, the kids that are cleaning the buggies off, the carts off with antibacterial. I mean, I'm always saying to them, thank you for doing what you're doing. And they look at me like, you know, I'm from, you know, a Pluto or something. But it's about being compassionate to and listening. They're not saying anything. Some of them might say good morning or good evening. But the thing is that they're there. Yes, it's their job for sure. But that's a pain in the neck just to be outside and cleaning these carts off. And it's they're doing it for the good of us all. So, but it's being compassionate and grateful for. And so compassion, though, back to you, is, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, oh, I get, you know, the COVID-15 or what have you. So what? So what? So get off the couch. I wrote that this morning. Get off the couch and make a decision today that you're going to make a change. I don't know what that is, but that could be drinking, you know, 3 bottles of water a day and walking around the block, you know, it's little at 2-degree shifts, as my friend Jan Goss Gibson says. You know, those small little steps make the biggest change, because that one little step, as I say, take the first step, the second and third step will be revealed to you. So it's about those small steps. But when you're doing that small step, but the interesting thing is you're having compassion for yourself. You're giving yourself a break. You're saying, you know what, I'm worth it. I'm worth getting up maybe an hour earlier and starting a gratitude and goal journal. That could be in just a little book, like an assignment pad, you know, that you would buy in the grocery store, meaning just start writing things down, writing goals, goals for the next day, goal to start there with the day. But by taking these steps, a gratitude journal and a goals journal, but a goal doesn't mean that you're going to write a book and publish it in, you know, a year. It's about doing those goals for the day, you know, getting up at 30 minutes earlier, an hour earlier, writing down those goals in gratitude. Then, you know, going out and walk around the block and or whatever. Because I find that if I stop, I mean, because I'm a go, go, go girl. And that's great, but it's also not, because you can jump over that quiet time. You must have that time in the morning. And it could be just lying in bed and opening your eyes and thanking God for this day and taking that minute of just being quiet. Because once our brains start moving and once our bodies start moving, then it's just that movement and we just move. But we must take that quiet time, because you're never going to really build that muscle. And it is a muscle. It's awareness is a muscle. Awareness is, taking time to read, making that decision to read, you know, a book. I don't know. My goal is to, because I have like 3 or 4 books on my nightstand. And tonight I have to read 2 chapters of a book because I'm going to my book study tomorrow. And I had missed, being out of town, I had missed one of them. And I could not read it, but I don't want to not read it because it's fabulous. It's Charles Capp's book about the power of the tongue. It's awesome. So I do want to go back and read it. So I have that goal, but it's about, and if I didn't read it, I wouldn't beat myself up either, because I will go back and read it. It's just like some days, like with my goal and gratitude journal, I was out of town this weekend, helping my dear friend Nick Austin with her We're Not Broken Gala, Denim and Diamond at A Shot of Texas Ranch. Fabulous time, fabulous event. it was just so beautiful. The weather was great. But again, I was out of town and I didn't lug that with me or take it with me because I knew I probably wouldn't do it. So guess what I'm going to do? I did a little this morning, extra time, and I'm going to do catch up a little bit tonight because again, goals and gratitude is all the time. Doesn't have to be just in the morning. It's great. It's great to start the day off that way, but I'm not going to beat myself up because I didn't do it every day. So that's what I mean. Give yourself a hall pass, give yourself a break, and give yourself compassion. Notice I've spent more time about you than about you with others, because I know that when you start really being aware and conscious of giving yourself compassion about everything from your past to what you want to start, meaning a little procrastination is set in because there's a lot of, oh my God, the world has changed. I mean, I'm homeschooling and I'm working from home and I'm doing or whatever, but meaning the whole structure is different. So with that, you're, I'm going to say evolving. I was going to say pivot. Could be the scaling is building, but you're evolving, you're changing, you're growing. And God has a design for us all. But I know that with you giving yourself time and giving yourself that compassion, then you can then be more compassionate to other people's needs, listening to them, listening to what they're saying. There's a saying, you know, I don't know a person unless I break bread with them or walk in their moccasins. So it's about being, you have to be compassionate first with yourself before you can be compassionate with others. And you have to be aware. Awareness is the key to me of compassion. Because if I get so caught up, guys, and moving, and building, and doing, I'm not only not compassionate to myself, but I then, and it isn't that I don't have any compassion for another person, but they truly might not perceive that I'm compassionate. I think that's why New Yorkers have had a reputation of being cold and hard and because there's so many people and they move so fast. No, that's not the way it is right now. And so I think they're learning some to slow down. I'm not saying that they didn't have compassion because I'm a New Yorker and New Yorkers are amazing, compassionate people because they would take their shirt off their back, remember 9/11. So deep in the heart of Texas, they have compassion, but it's about moving. So my point is that if I am moving, people are going to perceive that I'm not even aware of them. I'm not thinking of them. I'm not thinking about their needs. And that's most times with me not. But the thing is, it is a perception as well. So radicalism, compassion is the radicalism of the day. And I'm going to challenge you to think about, let's work with somebody else, compassion for others another time. But I want to challenge yourself to become aware of that word. Look it up. Look up the word compassion. Look up the word. It talks about sympathetic, you know, but do some inner work. There's so many good books out there that talk about that. One, as I said, is this Charles Kapp, The Power of the Tongue, because it's speaking through scripture about how, and the book, the Bible is the best self-help book there is, but this book breaks down scripture also with stories, meaning anecdotal stories of people once they shifted and started even speaking differently. But the tricky thing about speaking differently about yourself is that you have to first change your mind. It's about changing your mindset. And so it is truly about going in, and you could say visualize, but without visualizing, you could visualize negative things. So you have to start with that mindset and changing that mind. And it's marinating on the word of God, marinating on affirmations, marinating on, different books such as Ogmandino's, The Seven Scrolls, The Greatest Salesman in the World. I mean, that is an amazing little book. If you have never read that, that would be a fabulous book to read because it starts with today, I'm not going to quote this exactly right, but today I'm creating a new habit and I'm going to live by it. Again, that new habit could be just saying, thank you, Father, being aware. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to live this life today and do your work. So it is awareness, it's choice, and it's a mindset. And it truly is building that muscle. It's awareness. It goes back to that. But you must feed your mind, feed your spirit with things that are going to help you with that. Now, if you're wanting to start something, whatever that might be, it could be an MLM. It could be your own business. It could be any type of business. I mean, there's zillions of things to do. I was reading today in Glenn Lundy's post about the Lego. The guy was a architect, I believe, could have been just a builder, not just, but meaning a builder. And with the depression, he couldn't build anything. So somehow he started creating what ended up being the Lego. So out of adversity and out of negativity and out of negative times come new things. Novita, new birth, new life, always something new. That's my promise. So I just truly ask you to share this out with your friends. Ask them to like Megan DiMartino on Facebook, the official Megan DiMartino, or my personal page. This is on both. And like me on that or those. And then if you'd like to go and get more information, go to megandimartino.com. And my book, Hope and Possibilities Just Over the Horizon, it's never too early or too late, guys, or too late to create the life of your dreams is there. And I put it there several months back, free. It is on Amazon, but it is free on my website. So go to megandimartino.com, fill out a little information about yourself, and then you can receive the PDF for Hope and Possibilities. Because hope is basically the, as the scripture says, faith is the substance to things hoped for, with not evidence not yet seen. So hope is that juice. It's that catalyst for faith. And so with that hope and possibilities, there's infinite possibilities, but you have to get out of your own way, build that awareness with changing that mindset. But if you are in a funk, if you're in a depression, if you are having challenges with having hope, having understanding of possibilities, do please go and get my little book, because I have had some challenges in the day through my life. And I share through anecdotal stories, but it's a New York girl story from the 50s on, kind of fun, kind of a timeline of New York. Then I moved to Texas in 1987. And so it's a journey. I've been a single mother all my entire life. And it has been truly a journey of hope and possibilities just over the horizon. And it's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. So this Friday, speaking of words, words do matter. As I shared about, this is a great intro. I didn't even connect it. Thank you, Father. This Friday, I have my fabulous guest, Bruce Pulver. He's a TED Talk speaker. He's a published author, and his book is Words Do Matter. So I really would like to invite you to join Bruce Pulver and I this Friday on Unique Leaders Live at 4 p.m. Central Time. And it's all about Bruce. And you'll hear his remarkable story of how he evolved and how this book came about, how he did a TED Talk, and the story behind the story. There's always those secrets in that story. So join Bruce and I this Friday. And tomorrow evening, I'm on Eric Zulli's show with the one and only Shay Brown. And again, this is a business kind of summit, but a show talking about success in your business and building businesses. So if you'd like to join us, that is, I don't know, it's, what time is that? It's about six-ish our time, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, six central. So that's central time. So it would be 5 Eastern and then Pacific time. And that's where he films from. But it's the Easy Way Network, Eric Zulli, but I'll be on with Eric. And there's a podcast that I was on about 3-4 weeks ago with Emmy Kirshner. And Emmy is a delightful woman. She lives in Philadelphia, and she is a coach, and she is a businesswoman who has gone into, very successful businesswoman, again, who has gone into helping others with their business and lives. And so she has a very interesting podcast. So you can, find Emmy Kirshner on my Facebook page, because I posted this morning the show that I was on a couple weeks ago. And then there was so much to talk about that she had me back 2 weeks ago, and that will be posted this week as well. So I want you to start with the first one, though. And that is on my Facebook page, on my Megan DiMartino personal page. We'll be sharing it over to the business page soon today. But regardless, it's on my personal page now. So again, please share this segment, Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, with your friends, with your groups that you're involved with. I know so many people are involved in groups, and I truly, from the bottom of my heart, would appreciate that. And also like and comment on this. I would love to hear from you. Send hearts and emojis and so forth. Those are all so great and just very encouraging to me, because I will continue on to put great content together for you and information for you that will help you in any place of time that you're in. So remember, as from the Dalai Lama said, compassion is the radicalness of the time. And as I read that this morning, I wanted to speak about compassion for yourself, but when that so resonated with me when I found that quote, because I wanted to speak about compassion for yourself. So have a wonderful week. I'll see you on social media. Please comment, share, like, send emojis, hearts. I'd love to hear from you, and also share this out. Have a blessed week. Thank you for listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If I said something today that resonated with you, please connect with me at megandimartino.com. I have a free gift for you, my book, Hope and Possibilities Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. And don't forget to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I truly would appreciate it. Be blessed.